It's 12 o'clock. Coming up next, we have episode 3 of The Scene on Radio Blue. Stay with us.
Don't blame me.
listening to The Scene, episode 3 on Radio Blue. We'll be with you here for the next 2 hours. Each week, I try to give you a glimpse into a scene of people or artists working to make a new sound that the world's never heard before. You got things like 80s Scott or Bela Fleck and Newgrass or Scandinavian black metal. But today, we're doing krautrock, the music of West Germany in the 70s. Kind of a post-World War II thing. It was a very interesting scene because none of the bands sounded the same, but they were all working towards the same goal. We'll get into that in a few minutes, but first,
make everything what you want with your head. You will be unaware everywhere with your mind. Thank you.
That was CAT Scan by Tangerine Dream from 1988. Before that, we had Computer World from Kraftwerk. Year unknown on that. I like to play a lot of live stuff from them because the albums are so sterile, and we'll hear that on a lot of the stuff because krautrock is jam based, and so on albums it's not as good as live. Before that, we had Paper House by Can. There's like five bands that make up krautrock, and you hear all the it almost sounds like genre jumping we're doing, but the story behind krautrock is that it's early 70s Germany, specifically West Germany, and you got to think about like how close to World War II that was, and Germany had a lot of kind of shame at the time because, you know, the whole Holocaust thing, and they didn't really have as much of a national identity when it came to music. All their hits are things like American hits or So this group of artists starts to show up, and they're doing this wildly experimental rock that nobody's ever heard before. And there's a great David Bowie quote I'll read a little bit later, but they avoided all, you know, American stereotypes when it came to music and really came up with their own thing. Kraftwerk actually made their own instruments as well, so there's a lot of cool history behind them. And another thing about Kraftwerk that people don't know, which we're going to get into next, is they were a rock band for a long time until they found their groove in electronic. And we're going to hear a live set in a radio studio. It's a 15-minute track, and it starts off pretty experimental. I might kind of skip the first minute of it, but once it gets going, it's pretty cool. So stay with us. Thank you. Just heard from Noi, except it ends in an exclamation point, so I think it's Noi. That was losing my tracks here. That was a track called Super. I believe that was I don't have a date on it. It's mid-70s. Cool thing about Noi is that two of the original Kraftwerk members, people doing the more rock sound, actually left Kraftwerk and went to start Noi. I did a bunch of reading into the people in Kraftwerk, and there's nothing to read. They don't publish anything about their lives. They're very secretive, and they've I think they're still playing live shows, which is pretty cool. Before Noi, we heard from the 15-minute track of the rock version of Kraftwerk, which was, I'm telling you, man, you gotta like jam. So we'll do one more set of the 70s to 80s krautrock scene, and then we're going to see where this went, because these like four or five bands were like wildly inspirational to the rest of music. There's actually an argument that Kraftwerk is more influential than the Beatles because they invented an entire genre and made all the instruments to do it, basically, which is pretty nuts. And they just they locked themselves in a studio that had a fake electrician's sign on it, and there was the only communication in there was a phone to the front desk, and they just sat in there and made music history, I guess. Alright, so we'll do the one last set, and then we'll hop into some more modern stuff. There was the quote I wanted to read from Bowie I found. Let's see. What I was passionate about in relation to Kraftwerk was their singular determination to stand apart from stereotypical American chord sequences and wholehearted embrace of the European sensibility. And David Bowie was so fascinated by the krautrock scene that he ended up moving to Germany, and he made three albums called the Berlin series. And we'll hear from those a bit later. I guarantee you've heard some songs on there, but it's pretty cool. So let's get it going with some Can.
Yeah.
Oh,
did it. You survived an hour of experimental West German rock. That was me needing to get better at paging back. That was Amon Duel from Two. We didn't play much from them, but I like their jam. And before that, we had an 18-minute marathon called Hallelujah from Cannes in 1971. So we can step into the modern age. And the funny thing is that this isn't that modern. It's only up to about 85. This is another West German band, but they were krautrock adjacent. And I don't know, he's kind of a fake German in a lot of ways, but you'll know the band, but I don't know if you heard the song. It's KMFDM.
Yeah.
LCD sound system, Someone Great, from I believe it's 2007. Isn't it cool how you can hear the Krautwork roots in that, like the 4/4 thumping and kind of the some of the vocal styles and stuff? I think it's pretty cool. Before that, we had Tone Burst by Stereolab, which is another definite modern lineage. David Bowie before that, off of the Berlin Trilogy, and Don't Blow Your Top by KMFDM. That was 1988. I think they were in Munich, and they had some pretty cool stories there. But KMFDM didn't make any money in West Germany, and they ended up going to the U.S. in 91, and they were surprised how they were just raking in cash. And I think they have like 80 albums at this point, and they're all the new ones are trash. let's see. Got about a half hour left. Gonna kick it off with some more Bowie off of the Berlin Trilogy. And this is a favorite track. I usually try to stay away from the popular ones, but for those that have seen Perks of a Wallflower, it's the Tunnel Song.
You.
That was KMFDM with Virus from 1989, right before they moved to the U.S. And that was, oh, I can never say his name, but it's Sasha Kanitsko, Gunter Schultz, and Enesh, all native Germans. And before that, we had Drunk Girls by LCD Sound System. Before that was a pretty cool track by a new band, kind of doing the krautrock thing, named Beak. With a carrot on the end, which makes it really hard to search. And the album names are like, sorry, it's a greater than sign. I don't know if that's actually called. Album one is just a greater than sign. Album two is two greater than signs, and it makes it really hard to search for it. Before that, we started off the set with David Bowie, Heroes, which was the tunnel song in the movie Perks of Being a Wallflower. I mean, it was written in the 70s, so the movie just took it, but great song. I will do a whole set on Bowie at some point, because to me he's like musical tofu. Like, without any other influence, he's just nothing, but you put him into a scene and he will absorb it and make it palatable. and he does an amazing job, and he might be one of the most diverse artists I've ever heard. There's a really good documentary that came out about a year ago about him, so can't remember the name of it, but look for David Bowie documentary, you'll find it. It's really good. All right, we are on the witching hour. I'm just going to do one more track, and then we're going to close it up. This is, I guess it's more of a popular track, but when I was looking into the influences that krautrock had on the modern music scene, one band popped up that I thought was pretty interesting, and they directly cited that krautrock and the experimentation was what drove them to make this album, and this is Radiohead off of Kid A. Thanks for listening.